Hey, this is September 22nd, and the topic this month is As Children.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, the title is As Children. And what does that mean exactly? That means to give up this idea that you have to do everything yourself, that you are this big, powerful, intelligent grown-up, and that you cannot ask for help. And the idea here is that we are children. We're children of this thing we call God. We're children of this thing we call the universe. This wonderful power that's in us and through us, we're really children of that power. And we can use that power, and we can ask that power for help. So we get so loaded with our own self, our bloated nothingness comes up. And we think, oh, we know everything, we can do everything, and we don't need help. And we fail to ask for help. But this thing called God is always there, ready, willing, and able to help you. So it's think of that, and think of yourself as children, and you're asking that you have this. You can look at it as a father figure if you want. You can look at it as anything you want. But as something that always is there to help you and always wants to help you. And a child's mind is not cluttered with everything else. And a child's mind also is creative. And a child's mind still has imagination. And we give up those things as we grow up. And remember, imagination is the largest tool you have in your toolbox. So we want to be using our imagination all the time. Nothing new has ever come into this world without the use of the imagination. Now, with that said, we have Lily back with us, who we're going to say that she's still a child. Lily's, what, 10 by now? Okay, Lily, what are the four things that you're supposed to know?
That I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter.
Thank you very much. You see, children remember those things. And she does that, and she hasn't been here for months. She's been away all summer, and she remembers those things. And as grown-ups, we forget that, don't we? You see? And a child can remember. It's very easy. You must remember that. Child, think of that. You're a child. Use your imagination. Remember these things. Accept these things. It is not difficult for Lily to rattle those off because she believes them. Because she believes them. And Lily believes in herself. And we must all believe in ourselves. All right, so what I would like you to do is turn to the person, as we do, beside you, and say, I love my life, I'm having a great time.
I love my life, I'm having a great time.
Keep going.
I love my life, I'm having a great time. I love my life, I'm having a great time.
I love my life, I'm having a great time.
I love my life.
I love my life and I'm having a great time, okay?
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life, I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life and I'm having a great time.
I love my life, and I'm having a great time.
Good. I love my life, I'm having a great time.
I love my life, I'm having a great time.
But I love my life, and I'm having a great time. Why is this so important to know? This why it's so important to know is you must realize that there is only life.
You see.
There's no beginning, there's no end. You always were, you always will be. So you have to learn to love your life, and you have to learn to love the experience that you're going through, especially on this plane of action. You have to remember that you chose to come here for some particular reason, and that you have something to give and to offer that only you can give and offer to this world at the present moment. But when we get so caught up in this and we think, oh, this is just one life and this is this and that, and it's so hard and it's so difficult, and we get so down on life itself, you cannot get down on life and get down on yourself because you're always going to exist. You may shed this body and you may transform into something else. There's always going to be life. You're always going to be living. So you might as well accept that fact and say, now that I know that I'm going to live for an eternity, I'm going to figure out how to live better. I'm going to figure out how to really enjoy this. You see, if you think you're only stuck here and then say you live even to be 100 and you think it's over, it's not over. See, in this case, the fat woman is never going to sing. It's never going to be over. You have to realize that. That your life is going to continue. So how do you want your life to continue? If you look at this, that you're learning something all the time that you can use for the rest of your life throughout eternity. Every day you're learning something. Every person that is in front of you is your teacher. Every person that's in front of you is your teacher. So you look at that person and say, what gift have you brought me? What are you bringing me? And then you start to see life and see yourself completely different. But this whole idea of learning to enjoy your life, because you're going to have it for an eternity. So learn to enjoy and love life now, and learn to love and enjoy yourself right here and right now, because you're going to take that with you. You see, death never improves you. A lot of people think that their death will improve them. Do you remember when they told Betty Davis that Joan Crawford died? She looked at them and said, well, doesn't mean she's changed. Death doesn't change you. Death doesn't change you. You're just making a transformation. You're just transforming into something else. So all the feelings that you have, you're going to take with you. All the experiences, you're going to take all this with you for an eternity. So learn to love yourself now. Okay? So let's talk a moment about why we're always coming to these classes. First of all, we're coming to learn to enjoy life, to learn to love ourselves and accept that fact, and not be in the stress and the struggle and the strain that the world tells us we have to be in. That is complete race mind. They have taken all the joy, they've sucked all the joy out of life, and they say, well, that's what life is. And I'm telling you that life is not that. That you can have a joyful life. And in order to do that, you're in a class, a metaphysical class. And as we said before, yes, it's always going to be God-oriented. It's always going to be God-centered. And we're going to talk about God. But we're also going to talk about ourselves. And we're going to talk about the gift that we were given that we never use correctly. And then we're all here learning to use correctly. And that gift is our mind. We have been given a mind. That's why this is called science of the mind. It's to teach you to be able to control your thinking so that you are able to think the thoughts that you want to think and feel the feelings that you want to feel. We have studied the mental equivalent. We have studied Emmett Fox. Emmett Fox said, realize that this is a mental world that you live in. And every day you have to realize that. That your mind is creating something. Last week, while we're on the subject of your mind creating something, do you remember last week I showed you a technique called the lost mode prayer, where instead of for praying for rain, you pray rain. Did you notice Tuesday morning all the clouds? Did you know by Wednesday they were predicting rain? You have to know your power. You have to know that you can do these things. Just, I'm not the only one that can do that, by the way. I'm not one bit special in doing that. But you have to observe them. What we do is we discount. We constantly discount because the world says, oh, that would have happened anyway. So we get into chance and we get into all these different things. There's no such thing as chance or accident. You are creating everything. You are doing the world. You are creating the world. And you bring that down to your own self and realize that you're creating your own reality. And you're creating your reality with the use of your mind. Inside of us is this brain that we have. We can call it the brain, you can call it the mind, you can call it the computer. And we realize that we are not our mind, but we don't realize who we are. And then we get so caught up with what's going on in the world, and things hit us so quickly that we allow the mind to make decisions for us, and we allow the mind to run our minds. And we must take back our mind. We must realize how powerful our mind is, and that our mind is creating our reality, it's creating our life, it's creating our well-being, it's creating our health, it's creating our finances, it's creating everything in your life. It's your mind and what you're thinking. So, we did an exercise last week or the week before. Let's do that one again so that you realize that you were creating something. So we're going to just sit a moment, remember, and we're going to put a blank face on. So you just get that blank face. Now you're going to just start to smile. Just start to smile. And feel inside of your mind all the little things going off, all the endorphins. You are manufacturing them with your smile. You are doing that. This is how powerful you are. So you can always smile, you see. Now, you can take that even further and let's start to laugh. And let's see what feelings go through us when we start to laugh. Just start to laugh. You see? You're causing that. You are always going to be the cause under your own experience. So if you're sitting around gloomy, start to laugh. People are waiting for somebody to say something funny so that they can laugh. Give yourself permission to laugh yourself. Use this technique every day about the smiling, please. You will see a whole difference in your life as you learn to keep a smile on your face. It does actually make an endorphin fire in your brain. So you see, you're causing that. Remember, what we are trying to do with religious science or sciences of mind is to teach people that you can think the thought that you want to think, and you can feel the feeling that you want to feel. You are not a victim. There is nothing outside of you causing anything. It is your thinking. It can be an absolute disaster out in the world. But it's the way you're perceiving it, the way you're thinking about it, that counts, you see. And we're inundated all the time with what? Nothing but bad news. Don't watch it. Don't listen to it. Seek out the good things. Seek out good until all you can see is good. All you can see is good. Now, you're going to be A. The next person is B. Rhoda, you're A. B, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. Okay? Around. So, A, put your hand, fingers like this. Just one hand. B, pull his fingers apart. All right. Now, I want you to say, put your finger back together. You can all be doing this. Put your finger back together. Now, I want you to say, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong. I want you to say, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak.
Now. I am strong,
I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong,
Now it's like he's going to be weak and she's going to be strong.
So we're switching.
No, no.
I'm still doing
yes.
this.
You're still
doing this. Okay. Oh, I'm strong?
You're strong.
No, I'm strong.
You've done that with the power of your mind, with the power of your thinking. Can you see that? Does everyone understand that? That was your mind doing that. And you programmed your mind first by telling your mind that you were strong, then by telling your mind that you were weak. So what does that tell you? Life is a choice, and we're always choosing those thoughts. How many people do you hear that constantly say, I can't do that? They're programming themselves. How many people do you hear say, I'm tired? I'm tired. If you keep saying that you're tired, you're going to be tired. If you keep saying you're sick, you're going to be sick. But you are doing that. So when I say that you are doing that, you're controlling your mind, that you're using your mind the way you use the computer, now you have to figure out, where are you? So the whole idea is to just make it up, for goodness sake. Use that wonderful thing called the imagination. So become a witness to your own thinking and say, well, here I am over here, and I'm watching Dallas do all this craziness. And you will learn that you can control what you're thinking, that you can control this mind, and you can make your mind do what you want it to do. But we're never taught that. We're taught everything but that. Then even when we hear this, we fail to use it because we want to go back and be pulled back by race mind and by what the world is telling us out there. That this is the way it's done. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people go through lives, go through their life. And that's why you're in this class, to learn a different way. A different way of thinking. Remember, the little motto is, change your mind, change your life. But first of all, you have to be able to control your mind, to realize that it's something you can control. You see? It would be the same thing if we came to this plane of action with a manual on how to run our minds. We wouldn't read it. How many people buy an appliance? I buy them all the time. I buy all this stuff. I never look at the direction book. I'm still figuring out things on my little digital thing there. I'm going, oh, I never saw that before. You know, I could pick that up and read it. But we don't want to do that. Why not? Because I think I know it all. You see? And how many people do that? They don't pick up the manual. If you pick up the manual and read it. But we're here with a manual and without a manual. You see, there's a wonderful manual. The Bible is a wonderful manual on thinking. People just read it differently. They don't realize. When you read the Bible, if you know that if you read the Bible metaphysically, you will see that it's talking about man. One man is talking about you. And everything that it's talking about is thoughts. It's always talking about thoughts and what they're doing. And how to use that thinking so that you can do something with your life. So with those exercises, with the smelling exercise, with the weak, strong thing, you can see and feel
what your mind is doing. And then you can learn how to control that. You see. Now, what are some of the other tools? We have that wonderful thing called, of course, the imagination. The other tools that we give you in this class are affirmations. Or affirmations. Let's look at this wonderful affirmation that I just love this one. My supply comes from God. And big happy financial surprise has now come to me under grace in perfect ways. Under grace in perfect ways. You have to be able to open yourself to that idea. I'm going to tell you a story. On Sunday, I was invited to see 9 to 5 and was invited to lunch by my friend Marilyn. And I had been contemplating for some time about going to my friend's party in Washington, D.C. But my mind said to me, oh, Dallas, that's foolish, and it's this, it's going to cost too much money, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. So I said to my mind, shut up. And I also said, okay, I'll leave this up to the universe. You see, if I can go, I can go. If the money's there, the money's there. If this will happen, that will happen. I just leave myself open for these things. But I expect a happy surprise here. Happy financial surprise. So I said to my friend Marilyn, who at one time was a travel agent, I said, well, and she was telling me a story about getting somebody some tickets and how long it took her on the internet and this. And I said, well, how much are tickets? Are real line tickets really up? And she said, well, I said, well, I want to go to Washington, D.C. for a party. And I want to know how much it's going to cost. And she said to me, Dallas, let me take care of that. I have tons of air miles. I'll buy it for you. I said, thank you very much. By the time I left her and got home, she had already sent it by computer. She had already had it all figured out. And I'm off to Washington for the cost of $7.50, which I didn't send you the $7.50 yet, but I think I should let you know. Happy surprises, wonderful things happening in your life. You see, you have to keep thinking. You see, if I would have said right away, well, I don't have the money, then there's nowhere for this thing called God to go with that. There's nowhere for this thing to go. It accepts that, but no, you don't have the money. I want to go, and that's why. Now, how else did I do that? You see, I saw myself in my imagination already at the party. Remember, you must always see the end of the journey. So as soon as I saw myself at the party, I knew I had to be there. I'd have to go somehow. Something would have happened, you see. And it did. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, you see, the name of this class is Prosperity and Abundance, including money. But you can have tons of prosperity and abundance. It doesn't always require your money. It doesn't always require your money. You have to remember that. Everyone thinks, oh, I've got to spend my money. I never think I have to spend my money. I'm always thinking, geez, I hope somebody else will spend their money. You know? And then you have to be open and receptive to that. As soon as she said, I'll do it, I said, thank you very much. I didn't say, oh, no, that's too much, Marilyn. You couldn't. I said, thank you very much. I was delighted. Giving and receiving. It's a circular type thing. And I give as much as I get. You see, I keep everything in circulation. Now, I may not give an airline ticket away, but I give something else away. You know, you just keep giving things, and things keep turning, and they keep coming back to you. They just keep coming back to you. So use this little affirmation. It's a wonderful one. Affirmation. All right. Let's look at our little treatment here. I welcome new outlooks and produce inspiring results. I relax and I'm at peace as I contemplate this season of change. I picture summer's green leaves being transformed into ruby and amber autumn jewels. The smell of the earth grounds me. Breathing easily and fully, I continue to relax. As a new season begins, I feel new beginnings within me, the stirring of ideas, the welcoming of transition. I give myself permission to change, to grow, to evolve. Immersed in an awareness of God's guiding presence, I have new outlooks that bring new results. Maintaining my expectation is as simple as taking in my next breath. I am refreshed and ready to greet the season with grateful anticipation. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. That is the same as seeing the end of the journey. Now, I told you that this is my favorite time of year, that this autumn time is a great time for renewal. This is when we start to renew again. This is when we let go of all those things, the nits and fleas of life, all the things that have been bugging you up till this season, you can release now and start to get new ones, start to get something new in your life. You know, the same thoughts will always produce the same results. So give up any idea that you think, oh, if I rethink this one more time, it'll come out differently. It will never come out differently, people. It's a mathematical equation. It is always going to come out to the same thing. A thought always produces the same result. Always produces the same result. It's an equation. 2 + 2 = 4. So remember that. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about yourself right here and right now? Do you know that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Do you know that? Are you using that every day? Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. With that, let's do the matter thing.
I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Yay! All right. With this whole idea that this is a time of year, autumn, for transition. So we'll take that hint from nature. And we'll start to transform ourselves. But in order to transform yourself, you must get rid of the old. That is why we see autumn come and we see all the leaves starting to fall. Because they're done. That part of that life is done. So trees start to shed their leaves in preparation for another season. So, with that, each person, think of yourself as a tree, any type of tree. Can you think? A ginkgo tree, an oak tree, but it has to be a deciduous tree. Deciduous meaning it's going to have to drop its leaves. So can you get that in your mind's eye? All right, so just close your eyes and see yourself as that wonderful tree that you are. And as you see yourself as that tree, you can feel all the things that are going on. All the xylem and the phloem going up and down the tree. And you feel that. And you can feel that life. And you can feel something else now starting to happen. You can feel that those leaves that you are holding are starting to dry up, are starting to change color. And if you see those leaves doing that on your tree, label the leaves that you wish to get rid of. Any of the nits and fleas in your life. What have you been holding on to?
What kind of lack and limitation have you allowed in your thinking? Put it into that leaf. If you put all the negative things and thoughts, all the things that weren't working or didn't work, old relationships, old hates and hurts and grudges and slights, each one is a leaf on your tree. And as you see those leaves starting to shrivel, starting to turn color. That's it. You put all those things into that leaf, or into those leaves. Now they are just hanging there. They're all dried up, all shriveled up. And you're still holding on to them. There they are, completely worthless and dried up, and you're holding on to them. So, just take your tree now and give it a good shake. That's it. And watch those leaves just fall off. And all those old hurts and hates, resentments, all the things that you have told yourself that are not true are all gone. And now a big wind comes and blows all those leaves away. And now your tree is completely bare. And there's no leaves underneath the tree. They're all gone. And as you now see yourself completely stripped, you realize that inside of you, that xylem and phloem is still operating. And you start to gather strength inside of your trunk, branches, and you start to feel new and different because you are no longer carrying all that dead stuff that you didn't need anymore. You just didn't need it. And now you realize that you can build up the strength and the power inside of you so that you can produce new leaves. Wonderful, bright, shiny, green leaves. Healthy leaves. Good leaves. And this is what you do. You replace all those old things with new leaves. You can come back when you're ready. So here again, we used what? We used our imagination. We used our imagination. Last week I gave you a little saying that said, learn to live from your imagination and not your history. You see, you no longer need to live from your history. You just dropped it all. You dropped all those things. Don't pick them up again. Don't pick them up again. That is the secret. We like to pick them up and turn them this way and that way.
and think that they're going to turn into something else. They're not. They're not going to turn into anything. But you are going to turn into something. And you're going to turn into something wonderful. And that's what you need to know. You must learn to live in the world of the wondrous. In a fourth dimension, where you start to see the abundance, the prosperity, and you start to see the money. We're all interested in money. Money is freedom. And this class is about freedom, and it's about money and prosperity. You must open every channel to your good. And you must realize that that good is your good. And it is waiting there for you. No one else can take it. But you must declare that it is yours. You can declare and you can demand. You see, I want my money now. Reverend Ike used to say, Jesus, loosen my money for me. Loosen my money for me. Everyone is waiting for some kind of money to come to them. Have you set and tried to loosen it? Have you seen it? Have you pulled the string so that it comes down? You see, you can do all the thinking and all the owning and all the meditation that you want. You have to take an action step along the way. You have to do something. You have to do something. So, how about our little red envelopes? Does anyone remember our little red envelopes? Good. And if you don't, I'll see if I can't find more and bring them. The whole idea of the red envelope is to teach your mind to save money. Save money. Only if you only put away $1, you're telling your mind that you're saving money. You see, to have a prosperity consciousness, you have to also have a saving consciousness. The more you save, the more you can spend. The more you save, the more you'll have. But if you don't have a prosperity, if you don't have a consciousness of saving money, what are you telling your mind? It's always, what are we telling ourselves? What are we telling our minds that we want? What are we telling our minds that we want? Does anyone remember, I think Laurie probably does every day, the three things that we're always supposed to remember?
All things are possible with God. You can do this and more. It is always going to be done as you believe.
Yes. Always done unto you as you believe. You can do this and more. And all things are possible with God. You have to believe that all things are possible with God. Every day, use that one also. Till you come to that conclusion that that is absolutely true. Because if your mind, for one moment, when you want something, and your mind says, oh, that's not possible. You see, when I wanted to go to Washington, I did not allow my mind to say that that is not possible. If you say that is not possible, you don't get to Washington because it immediately stops. The whole process stops. We are the ones that are always limiting ourselves. And we do that with this thing called our mind. Here's a card I would like. If I could just get you, this is God speaking, by the way. If I could just get you to believe more, you like that. To care more, to want more than you're asking for. Learn to think God-sized thoughts. Learn to ask for God-sized things. Can I have a dollar, please? Not like 10,000, please. You have to get bigger. You have to get bigger. You have to get bigger with everything. Very rarely can you get enthusiastic with something small. I'll give you $10 to do this.
Oh, please. Hey, what's the time?
How about 100,000? Oh, now I think I can get up and do something. You see, you have to get enthusiastic about things. You have to think big. You have to think big. The only way that we ever got to the moon was because we thought big. You see, if President Kennedy at the time would have said, oh, I think we'll clean up the Mississippi River, that'll be our project. How many people would get enthusiastic about that? But if you say to somebody, I think we'll build a rock and go to the moon, I think I want to go to the moon. Oh, let's go to the moon. Now, you get enthusiastic about it. You get enthusiastic about it. Well, we don't get enthusiastic because we don't ask for what we really want. You see, we don't ask for what we really want. Learn to ask, and learn to ask big. God doesn't know the difference between a dollar and $1 million. God doesn't know the difference between an ant and an elephant, people. Only we do. God doesn't know the difference between big and small. God only knows. You see, we're the ones who put all the limits on. And that's another thing that this teaching is trying to teach, that there's no such thing as limitation. It's only in your mind, and you allow your mind to put those limits on you. And then you take those limits for yourself. Don't take any limits. Learn that you're unlimited, that you're unstoppable. And then ask for what you want. And keep asking till you get it. Keep asking till you get it. Stamp your foot. Do anything that you want. Bring up that warmth of feeling. Bring up those emotions. But get what you want. This is how that you prove the presence of God. This is how you prove that you are creating your reality. That you are teaching your mind how to think so that you get what you want. So, every day, you have to know that you're already a success. So you have to get up every day and say, I'm a success. You have to know that. You see, everyone thinks when you say, when I say you're a success, excuse me, or this, that, the other thing, or you have potential, you're thinking of a job. Did you ever hear me mention job anywhere? Did you ever hear me mention career anywhere? No. But I do mention potential. It's your potential that's inside of you that we're getting to. You see, it has nothing to do with your job. You can make $1 million but still not feel good and never use your own potential. What potential do you have inside of you? You have the potential to heal and to bless and to multiply. You have that potential. Now you have to know that and go after that and say, how am I creating myself? How am I creating my life? Several things on the table there that I brought out. Are you creating your own life? Yes, you are creating. Remember, I went to see Lacage and that wonderful song, I Am My Own Creation. You are your own creation. Stop blaming it on somebody else. Stop blaming it on somebody else. You created yourself. You created yourself. Rise above race mind, who says it's your parents and it's your genes and it's that that created you. You came through your parents, and all those things had to happen. But that's not who you are. That's not who you are. You are a spiritual being. You are a wonderful being.
You are loaded with power that you never tap into, because you start to think that you're trapped in this world, and that the world starts to control you by telling you what is going on. Don't let the world tell you what's going on. Last week, the stock market went down 400 and some odd points. I had people calling me ready to jump off buildings. I said, make sure it's high enough. The next day, they went up 400. Now they're all happy again. Well, now the day they're down again. I don't bother to pay attention to it, because wonderful saying, Candace used to say, rich people watch their money go up and down. Poor people go up and down with their money. Don't let the money. Money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. If I let money be the issue, would I be going to Washington? No. I didn't let money be the issue. Don't let money be the issue in your life. Don't let it control you. You learn to control money. But you have to learn to control your thinking. It is done with your mind. This is a wonderful teaching. It's a God-oriented teaching. But as I said, people have turned it into a religion. And there's lots of good churches out there. But if they're not telling you that you are creating your own reality, they're not telling you how to use your mind, then it's all twaddle coming from them. You see? It's all twaddle. This thing that we call New Thought is at least 3,000 years old, if not older than that. But it got in the hands of so many different people. And religion certainly got in the hands of so many different people. And they changed the whole concept of it. It's all right to worship God if you want to. It's all right to see God. It's all right to do all that kind of stuff. But if you're not happy, what the hell does it make any difference? You have to be happy. You have to love yourself. You have to love this life. You have to be able to make money for if that's what you want. You have to be able to do all those things. Otherwise, why are you here? Not in this class, by the way. Why are you here? On this plane of action, to go through this little phase in your life that's eternal, so that you can gripe about it throughout eternity.
Oh, when I was on Earth, I found a mess down there. Oh, I hated that.
You went. Your nows and forevers. Remember, you're the one that's making your nows and you're making your forevers with your thinking. With your thinking. That's what this teaching is all about. It's about teaching you how to think, or how to think God thoughts after it. It's always going to be about God, because God is all there is. You see? So we just take that as a given. And now we're going to add things to that. We're going to add things to that. Now, prosperity, abundance, including money. Okay. Once you learn that you're creating your own life, you're creating your attitudes, and you start to smile more, and you're happy, and you start to be of service, guess what's going to happen? People are going to notice, and people who pay you are going to notice, and they're going to pay you more for that. This is how you create things. But it's always going to start with you. If you walk in and you want a job and you're in an awful mood, you have a horrible attitude and so forth, are you going to get that job? I don't think so. I don't think so. But if you go in there with a big smile on your face and with something to offer those people, you're going to get the job.
But we get down on ourselves. We let our attitudes. Oh, it's already 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I have later. What good does that do you? What earthly good does it do you to get an attitude? No. Only learn to do things that heal you, bless you, and prosper you. See, it's up to you. It's up to you. We can change our minds. We can use this. We can do all these things. And we can love God at the same time. But here's the funny thing. You know, you can learn to control your whole mind and do all this, and you don't have to love God at all. Don't tell anyone I said that. But you see, goodness has nothing to do with it. But once you learn to control your mind, once you learn to see what you can do, then you're always going to be doing something positive. You're going to realize, oh, who wants that negative stuff? Who wants any of that stuff? So, as you start to do more positive things, then you're going to grow closer and closer to this thing called God. You see? But you can use your mind without ever knowing God. And you can learn to use it correctly or incorrectly without ever knowing God. It's just the way it is. You remember in the Bible, it says it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Rain just rains down on things. God just rains down on everybody. God always holds everyone in the highest of esteem. God does not show favors. God loves each and every one of us exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. And is willing, ready, and able to give us what we want. But we must ask for that. And we must ask for it, believing as a little child would. Believing as a child would. Okay? Let me do my cards. Sometimes the limitations you are willing to accept establish the boundaries of your existence. What limitations have you decided that are yours? Get up every morning and say, I am unlimited. What has gone before me does not matter. Does not matter. When I say that little saying, I think it's on page 181 of Science of Mind. Learn to think the thoughts that you want to think, and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel, and place no precedence on principle, meaning on God. You see, and that's what we do. We think God's a lawyer and have to look it up in the law book. Well, what did I do yesterday? And how did we figure that out yesterday? So now we'll figure it out. Oh, well, then it'll be the same today. See, there's no such thing in the mind of God. Why is that? Because all things are possible with God. So God cannot set a precedent. If God set a precedent, then all things would not be possible anymore. Do you understand? So you have to know that all things are possible with God. So if you have placed any type of limitation on yourself, get rid of that. What would be one of the limitations? Well, I didn't graduate from college, so I guess I can only make $40,000 a year. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Gates never graduated from college. He went to college, but he dropped out to make $1 trillion. That's a limitation people put on you. The world puts all kinds of limitations on you. You can't do this because of that. You can't do this because of that. Don't put those limitations on yourself. What you expect from yourself and from your life has a direct effect on what you will get out of life. Isn't that one wonderful? What you expect from yourself and your life has a direct effect on what you will get out of life. Because the mind is always listening to what you're saying about yourself and the world. And it's always feeling the feelings that you're feeling.
Feelings are the life of the organism. Feelings. Think of it. How am I feeling? But always bring it back to how am I feeling about myself? That I am a wonderful human being. That I am whole, I am complete, I am perfect. I am unstoppable. I am unlimited. I am awesome. This is what you want your mind to tell you. This is the idea, to learn to think the thought that you want to think. If you're waiting for somebody else to give you that thought, or if you're waiting for your mind to tell you, wake up one morning and your mind's going to say to you, oh, you're just awesome. It's not going to happen unless you program your mind to do that. And why do you think it's so difficult to program your mind? Why do you think everything that you've done so far is done because you've programmed your mind? That you think you don't have that power? I think you do have that power. But I think you think if you use that power, then who am I? I'm no longer a human being. Oh, I must be creative. Oh my goodness, you think I could be God? What a horrible thought. You've got to use your mind. You've got to think the thing, the thought that you want to think. We're all awesome. Make yourself believe that. We're all unlimited. Make yourself believe that. What was the third thing on the list? It's always done unto you as you believe. People say, oh, how do you believe those things? I train myself to believe those things. You think I always believe this way? Heaven's sakes, no. I used to think life was horrible, you know. You know, I had my thoughts were this. Oh, my goodness, life is hard. I can't do that. Okay, kill yourself. That was the always followed anything. Okay, kill yourself. Now, who wants to go through life like that? Who wants to go through life like that? You don't. I train myself not to do it to myself. Nobody is doing anything to you but yourself. The only foes that man have are the foes in his own household, meaning in your thinking. No one is out to get you. In your thinking. Learn to change your thinking. Okay. How you imagine yourself and your future has a huge effect on what actually happens. How you imagine yourself and your future has a huge effect on what actually happens. How many people do I hear saying, oh, I'm going to end up under the bridge as a bag person? You've got to start saying, I'm going to end up living in luxury. I'm going to end up living in luxury. And then start seeing yourself in that situation. In that situation. And you'll be able to do that. It is done with your mind. A most wonderful gift that you are given by this thing called God. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.